our show.
When we start our show, in prayer. We are going to pray to invite God to be with us tonight. It's going to be awesome, and it is already awesome. Now, I want you to listen to this song that is saying, "Let your will be done." After this song, we will play another song, and then with that song, we will pray and invite God to be with us tonight in the show. The time is exactly 6:03. You may be just tuned in now. I welcome you to our radio. I welcome you to By the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Just listen to this. You just say, "Let your will be done in my life. Let your will be done in my family. Let your will be done in my workplace. Let your will be done wherever that I go." Enjoy the song by Jimmy D. Psalmist on his album Mighty Men of War. Just enjoy the song. After the song, we will play the song by Don Moon, saying that my father. Then with that song, we will pray. Remember, I told you that with this song, I played the song that was saying, "Let your will be done." And I told you that after that song, we will pray. We will play another song by Don Moon. With that song for Don Moon, we will pray. The song is just saying, "Our Father who art in heaven, let may your glory fill the earth." So I want this to be your prayer tonight as we are going to pray, inviting God to be with us in our show tonight. That remove everything that is standing on my way, on God's way. Now he's saying, I come to you today. Now tonight as we are going to pray, we're saying, Lord, we come to you today. Daddy, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you tonight because you are the Lord. What a beautiful Saturday. I pray, Lord, I'm saying tonight, be with us, Lord, because you are the Lord. You have been God, and you will continue to be God every time and forevermore. As we have just entered into this show that is called Time to Meditate, I believe, Father God, that our soul, our hearts will be restored. I believe, Lord, that there are things that we are going to learn tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, Lord. And I believe, I pray to each and everyone who is going to tune in, who is already tuned in. I pray, I'm saying, Father, Lord, be with them tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Restore their hearts and restore their soul in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We have prayed. Just enjoy this song after the song, and then we will continue. That is Don Moon. He was praying, saying, forgive us our sins as we pray. It is exactly 11 past 6 CAT Central Time. You may be listening to me in Barbados. You may be listening to me in America. You may be listening to me in Jamaica. You may be listening to me in USA. You may be listening to me in Namibia. You may be listening to me all over the world. We are saying to you, I say to you that I welcome you to our show that is called Time to Meditate. That is our daily show that we are doing from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock, where we meditate. We're reflecting of what we're reflecting of everything that happened during the day. And if you think that what you did, you are happy with it, in other words, you're going to make sure that tomorrow you do it more than today. If what you see that is not, you are not happy with it, what we're going to do is we are going to make that tomorrow you will make it better and excellent. Now, I want to say to you, I know that in South Africa today, there was what we call Derby. between the two teams in Soweto. It was Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs. And I want to say to those who lost, which is Kaizer Chiefs, those who are supporting Kaizer Chiefs next time, those who are supporting Pirates, we say to them, congratulations. I know that sometimes when these things happen, where the derby play, some people, they lose their life. Some, they kill each other because they did not expect to lose. But I want to say to each and everyone who is from the stadium, who was watching the match on TV or listening on the radio, may God strengthen your heart. May God make you feel strong. It's part of the game. In the game, there is lose, there is win, or there is a draw. So that's why most of people, they say, let the best team win. Now today, Pirates has won. We say to them, congratulations. Next time, Chiefs guys, you will make your supporters proud. We are continuing. Tonight we're talking about under the title that saying that remember your creator in your youth. That's what we are going to talk about. That's a scripture that we are going to talk about, we're meditating with. Our number that you can interact with me tonight in the studio, 0832894658. You can use that number to WhatsApp me. You can use that number to call me. You can use that number to SMS me. Or you can send email at radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can go to our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, there is a chat box where you can chat to me tonight in the studio with whatever that you wanna know. Those who are birthday today, I want to say to them that happy birthday. I know that as I speak now, there are people who are coming from the stadium who are busy. It's a traffic. There are people who are going to work. Like, for example, my wife, she's one of them, those who are going to work. Those who are coming from work, those who are coming from the church, those who are going to church, we want to say to you, as you're doing that, as you are on your way, take it easy. Today, there was a prayer in Pretoria that hosted by Angus, where they were praying, or we were praying for South Africa, because the Bible says we should pray for our leaders. We should pray for government. Sometimes when things are not well in our government, we must blame ourselves because we did not do the part of praying. We did not pray for our government. It is very important to pray for our government, because when we pray, God is able to hear and listen to our prayers. Can you tell me, how was your day? Are you happy with what you have achieved today? If you are not happy, then this show, as you listen to the show, you will be able to correct so that tomorrow it can be a better day. It can be a better day. Now, we are going to read in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 12. That's a scripture that we are meditating with for these 3 hours. But remember, we will be doing the referral scripture there and there. There are people that I will be calling. There are people that they are birthday today, which by somehow we will just call them to surprise them. I believe that Heavenly Father, God of Heaven, He will help us. I believe that Heavenly Father, God, who created everything, is listening. He's going to restore your heart, and He's going to restore your soul. I want you to listen to this song. It is just saying that God of wonders. Then we will continue after the song. Just enjoy it. God of wonders.
raise your voice and dance. Give him praise. God of wonders. Raise your voice and dance. It's all about praise. Amen. Oceano, Oceano. Hallelujah, my God.
God of wonder. God of wonders. God is the one who does wonders. God is the one who can change your story. There is no one who can change your story. It's only God who can change your story. It's the only God who can change your situation. I know that there are people who are not believing in God. And some they say God is not there. Which is their view. Now we continue, as I told you that tonight, we're talking about remember your creator in your youth. Remember your creator in your youth. That's what we're talking about. What a beautiful Saturday. It's been a busy day today. People were going up and down. Now when you go to town, during the day, it was what we call a petty pit. It was a traffic. People were going there today because the reason being is because it's a month end. It's a month end of the 27th of October. And most people, they are getting paid on the 25th. Which some they got paid on the 25th. Now today it was traffic up and down. People were going up and down, buying things, spoiling their loved ones, using money, and so on and so on. But I wanna say to you that with the money that you have that is left, use it wisely. Because you still have more month to go. Sometimes, us as people, we end up being, because I got money today, I use it. Sometimes I buy things which are not necessary. I want to say to you that you need to buy things which you need. Don't just see something now you want to buy it. Plan for it first, because somehow, you're gonna finish that money that you got by the 30. By the 30, or let's say on the 29, you find that the money that you had is gone. Because you buy things which are not necessary. Those who are drinking alcohol, I wanna advise you tonight as you are listening. Don't misuse that money. I know there are people, because today they got paid. Abatware, they tell you everything is on me. The bill is on me. But you mustn't forget that there's still tomorrow. You must not forget that there's a family that you must take care. You mustn't forget that there is life that is going to continue. So don't misuse that money. Don't misuse that money. Use it wisely. Now, those who are traveling, going to drive, traveling long distance, I want to say to you that drive safe. Number one, don't drink and drive. Number two, don't text and drive. Number three is when you are tired, just stop and sleep. Sometimes we lose people that we love, and we end up being saying that is a devil. On many occasions, or on many occasions, we end up being blaming the devil. We end up being blaming people, that people they bewitched my son. Balwele ngwanaka. Kanti is not that. We end up being saying a lot of things, or my son, bamulwele. My son. They jealousing my son, or they jealousing my daughter. Until we forget that sometimes what happened, it caused by texting and driving. People, they say you can't do two things at once. Otherwise, you will focus on the other one and neglect the other one. I have noticed many occasions I did try it, that I can chat and drive, but it doesn't work. You will lose focus as you drive on the way, as you chat. Because sometimes you chat, somebody send you the message saying, so and so, this happened, and you lose a direction on the car. Now, today, in Polokwane, they were burying 20 people who died last week on Saturday. So we're not sure who was right, who was wrong, but what we know is they died. Sometimes it's because of being negligent. We neglect things. Sometimes you find that it's not the time for the person to die, but because of being negligent, that end up being happening. And we end up being, as I told you, that we end up being blaming people. We end up being blaming the devil. We end up being saying a lot of things. And until we forget that the problem was with me as a driver. If you feel tired as you drive, stop. It's not wrong to stop. Sometimes on the road we somehow trying to race. That I know that my car would push until 240. And sometimes you end up being lose control and you involve in the accident. Sometimes you kill an innocent people. You find that when you're still alive, but innocent people have died because of our negligence. That's what I want to say today. I know that people are excited because their team has won. Some, they are going to spin their car, but just be careful. Some, they're going to do things in order they say they celebrate, but just be careful. Remember, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. www.radio.bythegrace.org 0832894658, that's our WhatsApp number, that is our studio number, that is our SMS line. You can SMS. How was your day? Now, the time is exactly 6:31 Central African Time. You are with me, John Mamabolo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. Now, today, for me, I woke up in the morning. I went to there was a race that we were doing. I did that race. And in advice, what I want to say to people is, let's just exercise our body. Let's just train. Because most of the time, we end up being saying that the devil has done 1, 2, 3, 4. Because Kanti is not the devil. I want to say to you that take care of your body. Your body is the temple of God. Take care of it. Now, it's very important to exercise. Exercising is not in terms of running or something. You can just walk. You walk, then you come back. Because sometimes there are some diseases which are caused by not being healthy. Because we do things, we don't have time to walk, always on the car. Even if when you want to go to the shop, you want to go with the car. So sometimes just leave the car and walk. Don't always be on the car. Sometimes you can just wake up in the morning and walk maybe for 2 kilometers or 5 kilometers. It is part of health. Because that is why most of the time we lose pastors. We lose people because of we were not exercising. I know there are things which are caused by the devil. Yes, I agree with you. But there are things which are caused by us being lazy. By us being lazy. We are going to read our scripture tonight, Ecclesians chapter 12, verse number 1. Now, I want you to hear, listen to this song that is saying, you have done so much. From in the morning until now, you have done so much. In the morning when I woke up, I did set an alarm. Now, in other words, alarm is not the one that make a person to wake up. It just help, but God is the one who making you to be able to wake up. Some people, they couldn't wake up even if the alarm tried to make a noise many times, but they could not wake up. That's why I'm saying, he have done so much today. He protected you. Enjoy this song. He have done so much.
Over my life, he's been better to me than I've been to myself. Therefore, I lift up my hands in worship. The Bible says, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we come to tell you the reason why we worship him.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus Christ. He came to love, kill, and forgive. That's why I know. For everything that you've done, Lord, I just want to honor you.
You've done so much, worship, worship.
He went to Calvary.
He went to Calvary.
To save me from my sin.
Save me from my sin.
He restored me and made me.
To worship.
He has done so much. We were not deserving to be called His children, but He has sent His Son on the cross so that we may be called His children.
Time to meditate.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus.
Yeah, so I was saying to you that it is very important to take care of ourselves. It is very important to take care of our body. We must not just leave our body, not taking care of our body in terms of exercising, in terms of making sure that you are healthy. Because if the body it's not healthy, it's not gonna be able to carry the person who is inside the body. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The time is exactly 6:40. Okay, now we are reading. Let's see. Remember your Creator while you are young, before the bedtime comes, before the year comes when you say, I have wasted my time. That is the book of Ecclesians chapter 12 verse 1. We're talking about remember your Creator while you are young. Before the bedtimes come, before the year comes, when you will say, I have wasted my time. I have wasted my time. Let me read it in the basic Bible English thing. Let your mind be turned to your Maker in the days of your strength, while the evil days come not, and the year are far away, when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Alright, let me read in a contemporary English version. So remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of adversity comes, and the year approached, when you will say, I have no delight in them. So remember, we're talking about you need to remember your Creator. Not necessarily young people. Everyone should remember his Creator. While you're still strong, while you're still alive. The other one is saying, honor and enjoy your Creator while you are still young. Before the year take their toll in your vigor. In other words, what I want to say to you tonight, remember your Creator as you are still young and as you are still strong. Let me read it in Amplified. Remember truthfully also your Creator in the days of your youth, for you are not your own, but his. Before the evil day comes, or the year draw near, when you will say of physical pleasure, I have no enjoyment and delight in them. You need to remember your Creator now. There are people, some people they will tell you that I will only remember the Creator when I am old. Some other day, I had a conversation with someone. He said to me that he will only remember God. Now, I said to the person that you don't know if you will reach there. The time is now where you should remember God. I know as I speak, there are people who don't believe in God. There are people who don't believe in God. It doesn't matter what you tell them, but they don't believe in God. They don't believe in Him. They are those people who don't believe in God. And what I can say is they are right. But tonight I want to say to you that you need to remember your Creator. I want to show you something in the book of 2 Samuel 19 verse 35. I am 8 years old. I am too old to tell what is bad or good. I cannot taste what I eat or drink, or hear the voice of man and human singer. Why should you want to be bothered with me? In other words, I wanted to show you that it is very important to remember your Creator now, as you are able to hear, as you are able to taste food, as you are able to walk, do whatever that you do. Because when you are old, you're going to be like this man, Solomon, who said that, I am 8 years old now. I'm too old to tell what is bad or good. I cannot taste what I eat or drink, or hear the voice of men and women singers. Why should you want to be bothered with me? There's a time where some other people, you will be in that point, where you will say that I can't hear anything. And by that time, there's not going to be anyone who's going to take care of you. There's going to be anyone. There's not going to be anyone. It's very important, while you're still strong, while you still fresh, to remember your Creator. Remember, we read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, saying about remember your Creator while you are young. Remember, not necessarily to the young people. Actually, we're saying that you need to remember God even if you're still on your age, fresh as you are. You know, there are people who say they are strong. They do whatever they do because they are still strong. You can do whatever that you do, but there's a time where you're not gonna do it. There's a time where you're gonna struggle. There's a time where you're gonna struggle to do things. That's why here you hear where we read 2 Samuel 19:35, saying that I can't even hear, I can't even taste food. I can't even hear people singing. Now, I want to say to you that it is time to remember your Creator. He is the one who created you. He is the one who is still protecting you. Some people, as we speak now, it's not like He did not protect them, but their time finished. Before yours finished, you must remember your Creator. You must remember your Creator. You must remember your Creator. Remember, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for the soul, you can interact with us in the studio, 03289-4658. That is our WhatsApp number. You can use that number to chat to us, or you can use the very same number to call us or SMS us. You can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. Now, let's just do this. We say Emmanuel, then we will come back. Emmanuel by Elijah. Just enjoy the song.
Your name is God.
Time to meditate.
John Mamabolo. 6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Church of the Soul.
Yeah, so the song was saying Emmanuel by Elijah. Emmanuel, your name is God, your name is Emmanuel. You can call him with the way when I'm Elijah is saying that your name is Emmanuel. Your name is God. Because there are things that I think Elijah saw that God did in his life. That's why he wrote that song saying that Emmanuel is your name. Emmanuel, it's your name. Remember we're talking about remember your creator as you are young. There's a point where you won't be able to do anything. There's a point where you won't be able to hear well. But while the time is now, you must remember your creator. We are but the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. We read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 1. You are with me, John Mamawolo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. The time is exactly 6:55. 5 minutes to 7. Maybe as you're driving, you are about to reach where you're going. If you're still far, just stop and rest. We don't want to lose you. We love you. If you feel that you are drunk, just get somebody to drive you or drive the following day. There's no rush. Because every day we lose people on the road. Now the people who are dying on the road, I mean, when you check the statistics, it's painful. Because people who did not do wrong, they end up dying because of whatever, that the way people are driving, the way we drive. Alright, let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 10. It said, don't let your anger control you, and don't let your body lead you to sin. People do foolish things in the dawn of life while they are young. Remember talking about you should remember your creator while you are young, so that when you are old you mustn't say, I was supposed to do this and this and this. The people that we know, every time they said, I wish if I knew God when I was still young. There are people whom they are called players. They play, you know, players. I mean, they call themselves players. They play with ladies. They sleep with this lady, they sleep with this one, they sleep with this one, they sleep with this one, they sleep with one. Then they say that they are enjoying. But I wanna say to you that enjoy and remember your creator while you are young. Before the bedtime comes, before the years comes when you will say, I have wasted my life. There are people whom you can hear them, they tell you that I have wasted my life. I was given opportunity, I have misused the opportunity. There are people now, because of the information that they get from people, some of them end up being quitting job because somebody told them that let's do 1, 2, 3, 4. Now the person is saying, if I knew the Lord that they were talking about, because I've wasted my life. I don't want you to waste your life. I want you to remember your creator while you are still young, while you are strong. Not necessarily young as such, while you are still strong. Because remember, Ecclesiastes just said, 11:10 said, don't let your anger control you, and don't let your body lead you to sin. There are people whom their body is leading them to do sin. And according to them, they say it's not, they think it's not sin. Now, don't allow your body letting you to do something that you will regret in future. How many people you know that they did something, now they are regretting of whatever that they did? How many people that you know, they saying, I was not supposed to do this. I did this because somebody told me to do it. Don't do something because somebody is forcing you to do it. I want to continue what I said, that just save the money that you got. Don't misuse the money. I know you got paid day before yesterday. The money is still too much in your account. But don't misuse it. The day is still coming. Now we go to Genesis. Remember, we're still talking about remembering your Creator while you are young. Now, listen to Ephesians 11 verse 8. It said, you should enjoy every day of your life, no matter how long you live. But remember that you will die, and you will be dead much longer than you were alive. And after you are dead, you cannot do anything. It is very important to remember your Creator while you are alive. The people who are saying we will start remembering the Creator while we are old. But let me tell you, remember your Creator while you are still strong, while now. Because there's a time where you will die. You should enjoy every day of your life. When you wake up in the morning, enjoy your life. But don't enjoy your life in terms of alcohol, because people, they said, when we drink alcohol, we enjoy. Don't live a restless life. Don't live that restless life. That live the life that you will be happy of. Live the life that people will respect you. There are people who are doing things because they no longer be respected because of what they did, the foolish things that they did. There are men who leave their wives and they go and get into the relationships with the younger ladies. Alright, let's go. Job chapter 32 says, their father are still too weak to be any use of me, and their strength is gone. Now, you are saying that there's a point where the strength will go. The strength will go. You're going to be stressless. You can't do anything. That's why we read in the book of Samuel 19, talking about that I am old now. I am 80 years old. I can't do things now. I am old. I am old. Now hear what Psalm 90:10 said. We live about 70 years, or if we are strong, 8 years. But most of them are filled with hard work and pain. Then suddenly the years are gone, and we fly away. That's why I'm saying you need to remember your Creator while you're still strong. Here it just tells that we live 70 years. If a person is strong, will live 8 years. But most of them, for them to reach that 8 years is tough. Because walking is no longer easy now. Hearing is no longer easy. Talking is no longer easy. You know my grandmother, she was born 1920. If I'm not mistaken, because another time I checked, I remember, like, those times they robbed the ID, because the ID said that she's 2 years younger than his first child. But Mama Granny was born in 1920. Now she's still strong. She's still strong. She's still able to walk. But most of people, it's hard for them to reach there. It's hard to reach there. So, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The time is exactly 7:03. As we continue to meditate, I want you to listen to this song. Then we will come back and we will continue. It is awesome seeing that. Take me to the place. Just enjoy the song.
Rock on, ages,
That is where I want to be. That is Elijah. Take me to places. That is where I want to be. Remember, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul, it is exactly 9 past 7. I believe that you have arrived safely at work, and we want to say to you that we appreciate your listening. We appreciate your listening, and may God continue be with you. Now, let's just enjoy this song. Then Emmanuel will come back.
Hey!
Your name is Emmanuel. I have played this song. I was just repeating the song so that you can call him whatever that you want to call. His name is Emmanuel. We are about the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We are still meditating, reading about Ephesians chapter 12, verse 1, saying that you must remember your Creator while you are still young. Because there's a point where you will not be able to do anything. Now listen to 1 Samuel chapter 3, 19-21. The Lord was with Samuel while he grew up. He did not let any of Samuel's message prove false. Then all Israel from Dan and Beersheba knew that Samuel was a true prophet of the Lord. And the Lord continued to appear to Samuel at Shiloh. He revealed himself to Samuel as the word of the Lord. Now what I want to say to you, because Samuel, he remembered his Creator when he was still young. God was able to be with Samuel. God was able to be with Samuel every time. Remember, we're talking about remember your Creator. Now we're going to jump now. We're going to go to... But before we go there, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 12-13. Jesse sent someone to get his youngest son. This son was a good-looking, healthy young man. He was very handsome. The Lord said to Samuel, "Get up and anoint him. He is the one." Samuel took the horn with the oil in it and poured the special oil on Jesse's young son in front of his brothers. The Spirit of the Lord came on David with great power from that day on. Then Samuel went back home to Ramah. I want to say to you that when you remember your Creator, God will be able to be with you. God will be able to protect you. God will be able to direct your ways. That's why we read here, it tells us that Samuel, there was a young man, Jesse's son, and then he was very looking good and healthy young man. Remember I told you about healthy, being healthy. Because if you are not healthy, it's going to be a problem. But when you put your life, when you remember your Creator, and you make sure that you take care of your body. There are people, Balo Ring, Hauba Shebile, they look like, they say, Bana Lidi Puza face. Could you can tell what this person is drinking when you see the face? Because some people, they drink from Monday to Sunday. There's no time for Mahala. Monday to Friday, Monday to Saturday, Monday to Sunday. 7 days a week. Now you should remember your Creator as you are still young. We go to Ephesians 12 verse number 2. It continues saying, remember your Creator while you are young, before the time comes when the sun and the moon. Okay, let me repeat. Remember your Creator while you are young, before the time comes when the sun and the moon and the stars become dark to you, before problem comes against and against, like one storm after another. Or a message saying, before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars are darked by impaired vision in the cloud, return after the rain. That is to say, you must remember your Creator. That is verse number 2. We read verse number 1. Now we are in verse number 2. We are in verse number 2, saying that remember your Creator while you are young, before the time comes when the sun and the moon and the stars become dark to you. In other words, you need to remember your Creator now while you're still strong, while your eyes can see. There's a time where you can't see anything. there's a time where you can't be able to differentiate between taste and sweet and sour. But while you're still strong, while you're still able, you can do that. That is Ephesians 12:2. Now we go to number 11, Ephesians 11:7-8 as a referral. It is good to be alive. It is nice to see the light from the sun. You should enjoy every day of your life, no matter how long you live. But remember that you will die, and you will be dead longer than you were alive. After you are dead, you cannot do anything. Genesis chapter 27:1. Esau grew old, and his eyes became so weak that he could not see clearly. One day he called his brother son Esau to him and said, "Son Esau," answered, "Here I am." I want to tell you that you need to remember your creator while you still strong, while your eyes are able to see, while you can be able to walk. Because sometimes people, they wanted to remember a creator. You must remember your creator now as you are able to walk, while you are able to do things, while you are able to see, while you are able to listen, while you are able to do whatever that you are able to do. Remember, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now let's go to Psalm 71:20. You have let me see trouble and hard time, but you will give me new life. You will lift me up from this pit of death. In other words, he was saying that I saw many troubles, but I believe that you will give me new life. In other words, he realized that he should go back to his creator. So don't go to your creator while you are old. Don't go to your creator while you can't walk. Go to your creator now as you still have chance to walk, as you still have chance to do things. Alright. Genesis 48:10 said, Israel was old and his eyes were not good. So Joseph brought the boys close to his father. Israel kissed and hugged the boy. Remember Jacob? His eyes were... Mama, how did your father? When we grow older, our eyesight is changing. Now I'm using specs. Like I from my days when I grew up, I had a short eyesight. But you must remember your creator now. You must remember your creator. Now let's go to verse number 3. At that time, your arms will lose their strength. Your legs will become weak and bent. Your teeth will fall off, and you will not be able to chew your food. Your eyes will not see clearly. Okay, you must remember your creator now as you can see clearly, as you still have manual ability. You know, how Mutomucha being remembering your creator, he will protect you. Now I know of my friends that I've grown with. I can't say my friends, but people that I've grown with. When you look at them now, they are somehow you're not happy with them. They look like they are old. In other words, go to CV, see a charge. CV will finish you. Sin will finish you. Alright, let's do Amplified. In the days when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men bow themselves. Okay, alright. Let's read in the... Let's read in the message. message is saying, in old age, your body no longer serves you so well. Muscles slack, grip weak, joints stiff, the shade are pulled down on the world. That's why it's very important to remember your Creator. It is very important to remember your Creator. Zechariah 8:4. The Lord of powerful, old men and women will again be seen in the public place in Jerusalem. People will live so long that they will need their walking stick. They will need their walking stick. We have the Grace Radio Station that brings up to the heart and soul of the people. Now let's just do this. Let's go to the shops. Then when we come back, we will continue.
Time to meditate. Change your number.
6 to 9 p.m.
Your Nigeria Gospel Band Winning Soul Campaign. By the Grace Radio Yona, that bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people, just for a soul. Our curriculum on the internet, www.radio@bythegrace.org, our radio at bythegrace.org, our church number 073-269-2731, our curriculum WhatsApp arena 083-289-4658.
Enda ufeiva man. Nara dwe yabo by the Grace Ministry. Dokudere ngai wana gaina.
Omagra by the Grace Radio number 3, Shira Guest Street, Rubber Ridge Extension 2, La Midrand 1685.
Nara dwe yabo dokudere ministry of vitamin chichava nina.
By the Grace Radio Station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And who is very permanent. If you don't know how to follow, you can't watch the radio. You can't watch the radio.
Yeah, you can reach the phone number 073-269-2731. You can reach the WhatsApp, you can reach 083-289-4658. www.radio.bythegrace.org. Radio at bythegrace.org. Bythegrace.org.
By the Grace Radio. Just for a soul. 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 Soul.
You are the all-consuming fire. Come and manifest yourself. You are the all-consuming fire. I worship you today. You are the all-consuming fire. Come and manifest yourself. Fire in your eyes,
Consuming fire. Consuming fire. He is consuming fire. May he consume you tonight. So I'm going to play another song and they will continue by saying my trust is in the Lord. Enjoy the song. That is David G saying, my trust is in you, Lord. My trust is in you, Lord. Now, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. And I believe that God will continue to restore your heart and restore your soul. The time is exactly 7:38. We are left with 22 minutes to sign off. We will sign off. We're gonna end at 9, but we will sign off at exactly in a few minutes or so. As we're talking about that, you should remember your Creator. Remember we were reading, we were in verse number 3 when it said, and this time your arms will lose their strength, your leg will become weak and bent, your teeth will fall out, and you will not be able to chew your food, your eyes will not see clearly. Then I told you we read Psalm 99:10. Your anger can end your life. Our lives fade away like a whisper. Anger can end your life. How many people you know that their life is ended because of anger? Anger. It will end your life. Right. Psalm 102:23. My strength fail me, my life is cut short. But you should remember your Creator. Let's go to verse number 4. You will become hard of hearing. You will not hear the noise in the street. Even the stone grinding your grain will seem quiet to you. You will not be able to hear the woman singing. But when the sound of a bird singing will wake you early in the morning, because you will not be able to sleep. You will not be able to sleep. Now, in Samuel, we read it, Samuel chapter, 2 Samuel chapter 19:35. I am 8 years old, I am too old to tell what is bad or good. I cannot taste what I eat or drink, or hear the voice of men and human sing. Why should you want to be bothered by me? That's what I'm saying. You should remember your Creator while you can. While you are hearing, while you are able to talk, while you can walk. Because He's the one who gave you life. He's the one who protected you today. It's not like those who died, He did not protect them. It's just that their time, when your time is so fail, you still have that opportunity to be able to do whatever that you wanna do. You still have that time. You still have that time that you wanna do. And then you can be able to thank Him, because His God will remain and He is not changing. Now I know that people are celebrating today because their team won. Some day their soul is down because their team lost. It's part of the game. I remember there was a man who and which I am not supporting it or when these things you must or something. Well, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now let's continue reading. It's saying, you will be afraid of high places. You will be afraid of trembling over every small thing in your path. Your hair will become white like the flower on an arbor tree. You will drag yourself along like a grasshopper when you walk. You will lose your desire, and then you will go to your internal home. The mourners will gather in the street as they carry your body to the grave. As they carry your body to the grave. That time is gonna come. We all gonna be carried away to the grave. But it's very important to remember your Creator while you're still strong. Because there are times where I see patwaluring like with my grandmother. Just that my grandmother was for stale, and I like about Gloria now, like he can he do things, he still walk until that thing I walk. Okay. Now let's go to Genesis 42:38. But Jacob said, I will not let Benjamin go with you. His brother is dead, and he is the one son left for my wife, Rachel. It will kill me if anything happened to him during the trip of Egypt. You will send me to the grave, a very sad old man. Alright, alright. I'm not gonna say much about that. Let's read Job 15:10. The old gray-haired men agree with us. People older than your father are on our side. The old gray-haired men agree with us. People older than your father are on our side. All right. Psalm 71:18. Now I am old and my hair is gray. Don't leave me, God. I must tell the next generation about your power and greatness. That was David. He said, I'm grown up, my hair is gray. Don't leave me, God. Now, when you remember your God as a creator, even if you are old, he will never leave you. That is why David, he said that I never saw a righteousness aroba la katlala. Kapa. Because you remembered your creator while you are young. Now it's very important to remember your creator while you are young. Don't remember him how you feed your sahona next. It's very important to be dedicated to him now while you still alive. There's a time where you can't do anything. Proverbs chapter 16:31. Gray hair is a crown of glory on people who have lived good life. It is earned by living right. The people who are saying we have enjoyed life, but there are people who are saying like my life is miserable, it's better if I was not born. No, but if you put God as you remember him, he will not leave you. He will always be with you wherever that you are going. Wherever that you are going. Ephesians 9:10. Every time you find work, do it the best you can. In the grave there is no work. There is no thinking, no knowledge, and there is no wisdom. And we are all going to the place of death. Every time, whatever that you get, do it with your best. Do it with your best. Because in a graveyard, it's no longer. In a graveyard, there is no longer time where you can work. I salute you. The time, I salute you in a graveyard. Yes, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. Now the time is exactly 7:47 Central African Time. Now I'm going to play the song that is saying, the very same song that I played. I want to repeat this song. It's just saying that God of wonders. And when we come back, we will continue and we will wrap up and they will close. God of wonder, we glorify your name. Yes, we glorify your name. We're talking about that. Remember your creator while the time is now, while you are strong. The time is exactly 6 minutes to 8. Exactly 8 o'clock. I'm signing off. It's been awesome, and it is awesome. We are by the Grace Radio Station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. By the Grace Radio Station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. 0328 94658, that is our WhatsApp number. You can use that number to call us, SMS, or you can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org, or you can send us email radio@bythegrace.org, or you can do it to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you chat to us. It is awesome. Or you can go to Skype, BTGM Radio Station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. It's been awesome. I'm signing off. We'll continue tomorrow. Enjoy your day. As tomorrow we go into church, go and pray. Don't forget to remember your creator. We read in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 12, verse number 1. We read up to number 5. We'll continue tomorrow. Enjoy the song that is saying, Glorious God. And then by Glorious God by Elijah again. And then it is awesome. I love you. Stay blessed. Keep on listening to our show. Stay blessed. The first show that we have in the morning is 6 to 9. Joy comes in the morning. Weeping may last for night, but joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele from 6 to 9. From 9 to 12, it's Different Colors One People with Pastor Nathan Malaji. Then from 12 to 3, it's a show called We Need a Doctor. And then if you tune in, you can learn a lot of things there with Miss Pastor MB Mamawolo. Then from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock, it's a show called String Hills and Talk with Kokejo Mukanzi. And then 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock is the show that is called Time to Meditate with myself, John Mamawolo. After that, it's a sermon and music from 9 until 6 o'clock in the morning. I love you. Stay blessed. Enjoy the song as I sign off 4 minutes to 8. We love you.